Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by womenaboutbiz.net, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Happy Monday to you. This is Queen Trina, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this beautiful day, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a huge success. Queens, I trust that you have had a beautiful, beautiful weekend and that you had some time to have that joy pampering time, right? You know, joy pampering. Remember that word for those of you who are longtime listeners? Joy pampering is all about doing that special something that brings joy in your life. It could be something as simple as going to the park or sitting on the patio in your home. It could be taking a bubble bath. It could be calling someone and simply letting them know that you're thinking about them and saying, I love you, blessing the lives of others. Whatever makes your heart feel good, you must remember that you are always in control of your own joy. Never, ever forget that. I know sometimes that we have ups and downs, and Lord knows we are women, so we can be moody. We don't even understand our own selves sometimes, right? But the big thing that we should always remember is that God has given us the ability to be successful. He's given us the ability to guide our own lives and have the authority over ourselves. And no one, nothing can take that from us unless we give it away, of course. And so we must be mindful to always find that inner joy. At this time, let us go ahead and go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us all to wake up this morning. Yes, yes, Lord. And to have yet another day to accomplish our dreams and our goals. Bless us, O Lord, as we pursue being queens of our own empires, Lord. And we know, Father, that you know what that is because you gave that to us as an inherited right from the time of our birth, from the time we took that first breath of life in this world, we were given that authority. Father, help us to be queens of action and leadership, and let us not procrastinate on our business goals, Father, or our life goals, Father, but help us to be steadfast, unmovable, and unshakable. Lord, we ask for a special blessing at this time for all of those women and businesswomen that might be struggling with debt, feeling alone and isolated and not sure which way to turn. Let them know that they are not alone, Lord. Give them that inner peace that they seek and need. And Lord, strengthen them, Father, and send resources, including those of us who might be listening to them, Father, that may be able to say something or help in a way that can move them forward. Lord, we thank you for all of the blessings that you have given us. And, oh, Father, we so stretch out our arms and embrace and accept all of those blessings that are yet to come. Thank you. Thank you so much, Lord, for Successful Woman Radio and for all of the listeners that support the show, Father. Father, I ask that you give me a ready collection of words, Father, and resources to share with the listeners today, and something that I might say today will give the listeners, these queens, Father, an aha moment that helps them to have yet another breakthrough. Father, again, we praise your holy name. We thank you for Jesus Christ, Father, and it is his name that we pray. Amen. Well, queens, I trust that you all again had a wonderful weekend and that things went well for you this past weekend. Our theme this month, all during the month of July, has been summer cash, ways to keep your business growing during the summer months. Now, as we approach the month of July, I am going to be, you know, I'm going to be sharing with you ways to build a system to keep your business going during the summer. And that's what I've been doing pretty much all these weeks. And we are so excited. We've been getting some good feedback. We've been getting comments and questions from many of you asking about the ideas that we have to keep the business going. So today I'm going to be sharing with you 7 ways to build loyalty with your customers, your clients during the summer. Now, we have an exciting show lineup for you today, which includes the 5 questions of business leadership, preparing your mind for greatness. We have just a couple of announcements, and again, we'll move right into the 7 ways to build loyalty with your customers and clients during the summer. So now's a great time to flash over on another line and reach out to others and let them know that Successful Woman Radio Show is live on the air right now. Just for those who have a pen in hand, here's the phone number to the show, 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. If you didn't know it, also, you can listen to the show right from your online systems or your smart systems. You simply just need to log into the internet, go to blogtalkradio.com/Successful Woman Radio spelled all together, and it will pull up on the page for today's show, and you can click on the play button, and it will play live right there on that platform. So just wanted to let you know that. For those of you that are new on the show today, thank you so much for listening. I'm Queen Trina Newby, your business success coach and host of the show. I'm so glad that you're here. Make sure you mark your calendar every single Monday for 12 noon. That way it will give you a good reminder, and you can check out what the show topics are going to be by simply visiting womenaboutbiz.net and clicking on podcast, and that will definitely give you a listing of all of the shows that are upcoming. And also you can click on the events tab as well on womenaboutbiz.net. So again, I'm glad that you are all here. Get your notepads out, your pens ready, and get ready to take some notes. Don't forget to always ask yourself the question as you are listening to the various tips that I'm giving, how can I apply that to my business? What can I do? You know, if you have a virtual assistant, even just jot down a quick task that you can assign the virtual assistant to do. So I want to go ahead right now and just tell you all how excited I am for a lot of the things that are coming up in Women About Biz. We are transitioning, and it's been quite an effort, but it's been well worth it. We are transitioning our whole member portal to a members-only portal, to a platform that is going to not only be the community, but it is also the members portal where you will be able to gain access to the courses. There's going to be a library vault where you will be able to download ebooks and other resources that will be available to you as a member. And for those of you that are bronze members, we also have a bronze member section. And if you're ever wanting to upgrade to a silver membership, then you will be able to do so right there from that same platform. So we're so very excited. Here's one of the things that we learned as we have been striving to create a community platform away from Facebook and LinkedIn, but actually have our own private platform. What we have learned is that oftentimes, there, you know, so many people are checking their Facebook and their LinkedIn and their Instagram. It's like they can't get away from it. They are using it as a form of entertainment. We all are, right? You know, you want a break, you go on Instagram, or you flip on your phone, or you flip on your LinkedIn, or you flip on your Facebook, and you're flipping through all of the news feeds, the stories, all of the different things. You even find yourself staying on much longer than you ever had anticipated. I went on there just on Saturday on Facebook, and I started looking at stories, and I started flipping through. I forgot what I even went on there for, right? You know, I realized that I had been on the Facebook platform for about an hour, and I didn't even do the things that I had intended on doing while I was on there. So I say all of that to say that at Women About Biz, we want to create a community, but a community doesn't mean anything if members aren't going to, you know, participate, if members aren't going to be on the platform. And so I realize that it's not that you don't want to be on the platform. I think it has a lot to do with habits that we've all created in being on the social media platforms like Facebook, like, you know, LinkedIn, Twitter, and so forth. But here's the thing. Facebook is in control, and LinkedIn, all the social media platforms are in control of their platforms. At this time, they don't have a fee-based service where you are buying access to the service, so therefore they have a responsibility to you, and you own all of the rights to that service that you're buying. There, you know, we had heard that they were going to have that type of service, but it never came. And so, but what they did do, they started taking away privileges, and they started taking away things, even in the groups and on the Facebook page, to the point to where only a very minuscule amount of people even see your post on your groups or on your Facebook business page. While they are still valuable in many ways, in ways that can really benefit small business owners, they are not as valuable, right? And so, again, I realize that we have all developed habits of going on those platforms. But when it comes to really having a valuable community, sharing resources, and not just for the purpose of promotion, but sharing resources and really connecting with one another, you know, I decided that I wanted Women About Biz to have its own platform. When we created the community, the new community, we still didn't have a whole lot of people participating. They joined, but they weren't remembering to come back and participate. So this is what we have done in order that, and to help the members naturally participate, is that we have joined together the member portal and the community all in one. So what that means is that now you'll be able to log into Women About Biz, and you'll be able to get various member resources and different things that you're looking for, but you will also be able to just simply click on the link that says community and participate in the community as well. So everything is right there for you. And that's what we want, is we want to make it user-friendly, and we want to make sure that we are properly listening to the members and servicing the members in a way that they need to be served. And so, therefore, that's why we combined everything together, the member portal and the community. So stay tuned. You'll be receiving messages and notices about it. We'll also be highlighting members from the community. We'll also be having prizes and so many other things as we strive to, again, be a very useful and primary resource for you as you build your business. Another thing that we'll have in the portal as well is that right from your member portal, you'll be able to apply for funding if you need it. You'll be able to get assistance in building the criteria needed to be loan eligible. And, you know, we've got a business credit course and a personal credit course and a lot of different things that you're going to need to be successful in your business. All of that is definitely going to be in the portal for you. So I'm very, very excited about that. I hope that you are too. And that is coming up very soon, August 1st. Everything should be up. And so, again, want to thank you, all of you who have been participating in the community and who have been adding value. We really, really appreciate you. We have some exciting show lineups today. I'm going to be going over the 5 questions of business leadership in just a moment. Preparing Your Mind for Greatness will come up right after that. And then we'll go into 7 ways to build loyalty with your customers and clients during the summer. Okay, so let's get started. 5 questions of business leadership. Here's question number 1. Have I set my business foundation? Now, for those of you that have been listening long term, you know that there are 5 core areas in this question about setting that foundation. Here's core area number 1, your legal structure and setup. And I'm referring to, you know, have you did an LLC set up for your business? Do you have a tax EIN? Now, LLC is the most common structure that allows you to have a single pass-through for taxes and still protect your personal assets. And of course, you need that tax EIN because when you incorporate, you are an entity all unto yourself. Here is core area two of question one about setting that foundation up. Strategy. You know, you have to learn to become a master strategist. Why? Because business is all about planning. And when you're the CEO, you're the primary person responsible for planning. And there's no better way to plan than to be a strategic planner, right? To be very focused on what it is that you want. So you might ask yourself questions like, you know, what do I want to experience in my business this quarter? What will I do to support my vision and goals for my business? And how will I implement the tasks to support those goals? And totally, who do I want to delegate all of this to? Who do once I set those goals, who do I want to delegate the tasks to support those goals? Remember, you cannot be an island, someone all alone trying to do everything. This is one of the things I realized more than ever. If you want to 10X your business, if you want to grow exponentially, then you've got to start learning to release certain areas of your business and allowing others to help you. Here's core area three. Have I formed a power team or at least created that outline of the types of people that I need to have on my power team? Now, for those of you that are new, a power team is simply a term that you use within your own internal business, and it is a group of professionals that really can help you to shorten your learning curve and move your business along faster because they have expertise in a particular area that you do not. And instead of you trying to buy a book or go learn it, they already know it, are doing it for others, and can do it for you. And so, of course, some examples of that might be a graphics designer, a website designer, maybe someone who's good at creating funnels, someone who's really good at writing articles or helping you to put your courses together, whatever it might be, helping you to put your products page together. There are all types of professionals that are out there. The good thing about it is that you can contract these individuals. There's no need to necessarily hire them as full-time employees. By contracting them, you can use them when you need them, and when you're not, they're probably servicing other clients, as many of these professionals have their own businesses. Here's core area four, is automated marketing. It's my goal to really help all of you automate your marketing and get to where you need to be, and so we are going to be focusing on helping you develop your funnel and get things going over at womenaboutbiz.net, and so that's key. That automation is key because automation is going to help you to get consistent. And last but not least, in question number one, as far as setting your business foundation, number five, core area five is preparing to receive the money. Are you prepared? You know, and there are some areas that you need to think about as you ask yourself this question. You know, do you have a business checking account? Have you established a bookkeeping system? You know, do you have a merchant account for you to receive and accept monies from? And do you have a cash flow analysis where you have either looked at a projection to help you get to the financial amount that you would like to have at each quarter, or to help you figure out how many clients you're going to need in order to meet your sales goals? Do you have that cash flow? And that's so very important. And so this first question, as far as setting the foundation, can really help you to straighten out your business and really get yourself off to a good start, no matter how young or how old your business is. Here's question number two. What are my top three business goals this month, right? Now, we talked about in question one, and one of the core areas, it was, you know, what are your quarterly goals? But what should you be focusing on this month? Now, this is the last week in July of 2023. August is coming up. What is it that you want, right? What is it that you want to have happen in August? And so that's a very important question. And whatever that is, You should set your goals to support that because it's what you want to experience for the month. And then you're going to set goals, tasks to support your goals. Okay. Here's question three. Do I have my power team in place? Now, in setting the foundation on question one, it was, you know, have I set my outline for my power team? Have I identified all the core areas that I need a power team player in? Okay. This question in number three is asking you, is it in place, right? Here's question number four. Am I being consistent with marketing and communications? This is an important question, right? Because I have learned in my own business that consistency has been one of the key reasons why I didn't get the results that I wanted. It wasn't that it wasn't a good idea. It wasn't something that my target audience wanted. It was that it's not consistent. And here's what I learned about consistency, okay? It takes time to build up. Because with consistency, you're helping to build familiar trust with your target audience. What does that mean? Familiar trust means that you don't have to be best friends with someone. They don't even have to personally know you. But they are familiar with whom you are because you are providing quality information and resources to them, right? Whether it is in social media or whether they have opted in for a free resource that you are giving them. Familiar trust is about staying in front. And they are seeing you. And that is how you get even, that is how it pairs with consistency to help people to start following you more, developing more followers, thereby more people to click on purchasing whatever you have to offer. And so this consistency is key. And so you can't do it just sometimes. You can't do it every now and then. You can't do it one week and the next week you're not doing it, or the only time people are hearing from you is when you want to sell them something. It doesn't work that way. In marketing and communications, you've got to be extremely consistent. And so here's my recommendation. If you are not already consistent, the first thing that you have to do, first of all, is you've got to develop a marketing and communication system, right? Everything always has to work in systems. Never just start doing something just for the sake of doing it without really having deep thought as to how it's going to benefit you and benefit the customer or client. So therefore, you've got to really go back to the drawing board, because I know if you're not consistent, more than likely you don't have a marketing and communication system readily available to put into action, right? So you've got to start from there. And, you know, at this point, I want to recommend and remind all of you that, you know, if you have not had a Power Talk, which is a coaching session from me at Women About Biz, everyone always gets a free Power Talk. So if you haven't claimed yours for this year, then make sure that you go ahead and you claim your Power Talk so that I can help you or point you in the right direction so that you can get your marketing and communication system built out, okay? Very important. Once you have that marketing and communication system, the next thing that you want to do is you want to create a schedule. And the big question here is, how often do I want to send something out via email or text to my customers, my client? Now, I will let you know this. People will get very tired if you're always just sending out sales information, okay? So I have discovered a great combination is that it should be 60% relevant and valuable content that is newsworthy or interesting, and then 40% sales. Okay, that's kind of like the ratio that you should have as far as the number of days per week that you should send something out. You know, I've gone back and forth on this, but I'm just going to give you what I have decided for my clients and members at Women About Biz, and that is my goal is to send something out every day that is of value, not something that sells every day, but something every day that's motivating, encouraging, and of value, and to infuse that with other things that we may have that are either low cost or information about our memberships that they might want to join. You, however, if you're just getting started, you might want to do at least 2 to 3 days a week, okay, to send something out. Now, keep in mind, this doesn't have to be like the long, drawn-out e-newsletters of the past. This can just be a short sentence or a short paragraph, right, to let people know that you're thinking about them, to let them know that you're here, right? Very, very important. But there is one element that you always have to remember in marketing communications and sending information out. You always want to have a call to action. Either you want to call them to action to take a look at something back up on your website, or either you want to give them some information that they can click on the link and go download, whatever it might be. Or maybe you want to refer them to another resource that you're using. No strings attached. You just thought it would be a great resource. The thing is that there should be, in everything you do, there should be some type of call to action that your customers or clients need to take. And again, you don't have to send out tons of paragraphs. It could be a sentence. It could be something short, motivational, but it needs to be relevant to your business. And last but not least, number 5 in the 5 business questions of leadership, on a scale of 1 to 10, what's your belief level? Okay. Now, many of you know that I've been talking about belief level for a while now, and I'm so passionate about it. I have such a desire for you to catch on and truly understand that if things aren't working out the way you want them to in your belief level, that a lot of the times, or I'm sorry, if things aren't working out the way you want them to in your business, I should say, a lot of the times it has a direct impact from your belief level, because your belief is tied directly to your actions, right? Honey, if somebody told you you had $1 million waiting for you and you believed it, nothing could hold you back from going to claim it, okay? But the same enthusiasm, the same thing has to be for your business. If you believe your business is going to be a success, if you believe you're going to accomplish your sales goals, whether it's 6 figures, 7 figures, 5 figures, whatever it might be, if you truly believe that, then nothing's going to hold you back from moving forward and taking actions. You're not going to have a wavering effect of self-doubt and disbelief and stress and all those other things. It's not going to be happening because your belief level is at a high magnitude, okay? If you're taking action, you should see goals being accomplished, okay? You should see to-do items marked complete on things that are important to you, right? Very, very key here. And so I would like to encourage all of you to get in your quiet space and just really say, okay, girl, this question is important. Take a deep breath. Ask yourself that question. On a scale of 1 to 10, what's my belief level? Be truthful to yourself, okay? Be truthful to yourself. You know, I would certainly say on the scale, 1 through 5 means that your belief level is at a lower point and there's some work that has to be done. You've got to dig deep and go back beneath the surface to figure out what you need to work on to improve your belief level. Anything that's a 6 or a 7, your belief level is there, but you definitely need to tidy up some things. You need to tighten up on some things, get more consistent. And then if your belief level is an 8 through a 10, you're doing pretty good there, right? But there's always room for improvement, but you should be seeing really good results. I know for a fact that the one thing that I have learned is that every single day in a woman's life, you're going to have this up and down. Certain things can impact us, things that people say, environments that we happen to have been in, negativity, all of those things just really, really can get in our way. And as a result, they bring us down. They bring our, what I call our vibrational efforts down. What is vibration? Vibration is an energy source within you. When you are doing good, when you are at high performance, at high peak, your vibration is very, very high, and therefore it keeps you moving forward, and it stops you from even thinking, having self-doubt, or even feeling negative in any kind of way. Your vibration is very high. But when your vibration is low, it means that your energy level is low. It means that things begin to open up, portals within you begin to open up, and it lets in negative sources and different things, and it brings your energy level down real low, and it can be a true drag, right? This is why it's so important to prepare your mind for greatness. I can't talk about that enough. But this is why it's so important to prepare your mind for greatness, is because every day is a different day. Every day is inconsistent sometimes. You're not always going to have the same high vibrational days. And so this is why preparing your mind for greatness allows you at its very best to keep your days on an even keel and moving forward. So we're going to talk about preparing your mind for greatness in just a minute. But first, let me go ahead and put closure on the five questions of business leadership and saying, you know, you can ask yourself these questions as often as you need to. You listening? As often as you need to make things happen for yourself in your business, okay? You don't have to take what other people are saying at face value. You don't have to allow other people, places, and things to impact you in such a way that it lowers your belief level down, okay? You don't have to. And the one thing that is really going to help you with that is definitely going to be preparing your minds for greatness exercise, okay? So with that said, that's the five questions of business leadership. I'm so very, very glad that you are taking those notes, that you're going to be getting in your quiet space, you're going to be planning some quiet time for yourself, and you are going to definitely be putting this into action. So very, very important. It is 12:31 after the hour. Don't hang up. Don't click off that screen, because we've got more great information. If you just tuned in, you're listening to No Other Than the Successful Woman Radio Show, and I'm Queen Trina Newby, your host and business success coach. I want to go ahead and point out some really good articles that you can go and take a look at. I want you to remember that if you are a member already, to log in so that you can go to the various areas of the site. If you're not a member, then make sure you go ahead and join at a minimum our free membership so that you can get acquainted with our family of businesswomen, with our information that's going to help you to thrive and succeed. So you can read five ways to prepare your business for summer. We have that article ready for you to read now. And then seven steps to managing your time wisely. Take a look at these articles. They've got some great information. How to successfully make a sale. Oh, you guys definitely want to check that out. The Art of Delegating and Communicating Like a Boss. These are all great articles that are in the blog ready for you to listen and look at, okay, and review and read. And so, again, definitely know that our articles are well thought out, well planned, and we try to put them in a way, usually in steps or how-tos, so that you can really look at how you want to implement the action or take action on the steps or the different how-tos in your own business. So definitely take a look at that. And by the way, the five ways to protect your intellectual property is definitely a good reader. And if you've been looking at getting a logo trademarked or trying to figure out what intellectual property is, then this is a great 101 article for you to take notice of. So don't forget to always go to womenaboutbiz.net and check it out and make sure you take advantage of the great resources that are there for you. With that said, let's go ahead and talk about preparing your mind for greatness. Hopefully many of you that are longtime listeners on the show, hopefully you are indeed practicing this incredible exercise, this incredible ritual that you can do every single day. So what I want to do right now is I just want to give you a way that to manage preparing your mind for greatness every day that's really, really good, okay? So there are going to be some supplies that you need, okay? So first of all, I would say that you need to, you know, just go to Walmart or I think they have it because they've got a lot of school supplies out right now. Get yourself the 3x5 index box, okay? And then I like, you know, they have different colors of index boxes. So if you're like one of the creative ones that, you know, you like flowers, you like color, they have all types of creative boxes that are available, okay? I'm not sure if they still have a store called the Container Store, but also look that up because Container Store has really nice index boxes, very on the creative side, very well-designed floral and multicolored boxes. But if you just want to get right to it, just, girl, just go to the store and get yourself a 3x5 index box. You're going to need the multicolor index pack, okay? Usually it's about 4 to 5 different colors of 3x5 index cards, right? And then you are going to need tabs. They also have index tabs as well. I should add that Staples Office Store or Office Max, they have the same thing. So once you have these supplies, then what you want to do is that you want to just first get out a blank sheet of paper. And you want to ask yourself this question, you know, what do I need encouragement on? So you might list some areas that those tabs are going to represent in your index box. It could be motivation, encouragement could be one tab. Spiritual could be another tab. Another tab could be, you know, sales, you know, generating that income, or the tab could even say income, right? Another tab might be leadership or CEO, and, you know, then another tab could be miscellaneous, okay? So once you have these tabs, now what you want to do is you want whatever areas you listed on your tabs, you want to start one at a time, and you want to start creating your own custom affirmations relevant to that particular subject tab, right? So for example, if it's motivation, you want to create an affirmation that will motivate you, you know, which is so very important. If you want to, I know one of my tabs happens to be weight loss because that's a big thing for me right now. I really want to lose the weight. And I want to get it off of me because as I've gotten older, I am now experiencing residual effects of being overweight. And so weight loss is one of my tabs. And one of the affirmations I say to myself every day is drink more water, eat less, and exercise. Just that simple. Drink more water, eat less, and exercise. And do you not know when I say that to myself consistently every single day, do you know that I am so mindful when I go to a restaurant, they ask me, what do I want to drink? I don't order a sweet beverage or anything. I just say, give me water with lemon, you know? And so it's really helping me, ladies. It really is. And you might want to try that too, if this is something that you need to work on. I also have a motivation tab, you know, and I have an affirmation on there that says you are all powerful, you are creative, you are an incredible leader and CEO. And, you know, that is just something simple that I just continuously say. Again, what you're doing is you're creating your own custom affirmations so that every day you are making things happen in your life, and you're putting up your, what I call your defense gate, to make sure you guard off all those negative things that could come your way. You're mindful. When you wake up in the morning and you give God the first fruits of your day and you go in prayer and meditation, and then you pull over your preparing your mind for greatness box, and you start saying those things that are important to you, you choose the affirmation that you're going to say 3 to 5 times, you know, and even throughout the day if you need to, it works. It starts really leaving an incredible positive imprint in your life, and you start having a different outlook. You start tapping into your own personal power, and you begin to believe and realize that God really did leave you in control of your life, and that whatever you say you want, whatever you ask for, whatever you proclaim, whatever you claim, whatever it is that you say you're going to do, you now realize that you have complete and utter control over all of it, and that nobody can take it from you unless you give it up to them. So this is what I am doing. I am going to be hosting in the month of August. We've had our summer break a little bit here at Women About Biz. Coming up in August, we're going to have a really fantastic schedule where we're going to have office hours where you're going to be able to work on a particular project and ask me questions and get feedback. And I will be going over preparing your mind for greatness as well. We're going to have goal setting resets at the beginning of every month. And so I'm so excited about this, right? And so again, I definitely want to encourage all of you, if you haven't already, go ahead and get your index box. Go ahead and get the multicolored index cards. And then, you know, as you come up with custom affirmations or expressions, go ahead and place them in the appropriate, behind the appropriate tab. So when you wake up in the morning, you can put it right there at bedside and you can pull up index cards that you want to actually focus on for the day. So again, I hope that that has helped you. This is how I'm doing it. Others that are members, they are doing it similar to the same way. And it's really, really going to help you. And again, this is in reference to preparing your mind for greatness. It's time for you to get very, very serious on it. On another note, I want to also encourage all of you that if you have goals that you have been saying that you want to do something, you've been wanting to do this, the time is now to stop just talking about it and to start putting it into action. Because what you're actually doing is you have developed a habit of talking about it, which is a form of procrastination. Okay. And that habit is a habit that if it's been going on for months or years, it's going to be a challenge to eliminate it, but it's not impossible. It can be eliminated. So you've got to increase your belief level, prepare your mind for greatness, and then start working on that very goal that you've been talking about. I happen to have spoken with a young lady quite a few months ago. She told me she always wanted to go to Hawaii, and she had heard me talk about and use Hawaii as an example of somebody saying one day when they retire, they were going to go to Hawaii. And I mentioned, why wait to go? You know, you can go now. And so she decided from listening to that particular show that she would give herself 90 days to prepare, to figure out a way to go to Hawaii. And she wanted me to know that she went to Hawaii and that it was so beautiful. And she just cried because she thought that she would have to wait years to save the money up and figure it out. But she figured it out. Why? Because when you set goals and you put tasks to goals, task on is how it's going to be implemented, how is it going to happen, and then you search for the solutions to the challenges that some of the tasks may be presenting. Anything can you can do anything, you can accomplish anything, and so I want you all to remember that. So now we're going to go ahead and we're going to move right into the hot topic of today. Okay, we're going to be talking about 7 ways to build loyalty with your customers and clients during the summer. So again, get that pen and notepad ready. You know, in today's competitive marketplace, building customer loyalty, of course, is crucial for the success and growth of your small business, right? You've got to foster a strong connection with your customers. And you can not only, if you do that, you can not only increase their retention with buying your products and services, okay, but it also, okay, you can benefit from positive word of mouth referrals, okay, and enhance your brand reputation, which is so very important. So I want to share with you 7 strategies to build that customer or client loyalty and keep them connected to your business, right? Here's the first way. Personalize your customer experience. This is so important. Customers appreciate personalized experiences that make them feel valued and understood. So to do this, utilize a system that can help you to stay consistent and maintain that. And we call them a CRM, or customer relationship system, to gather information about your customers and tailor your interactions. Now, a while back, I recommended MailerLite, MailerLite. MailerLite is a really good resource, and it has its own built-in customer relations management system, okay? ConstantContact.com is another one that's very, very good. But it allows you to address your customer by their name, send personalized emails and recommendations, offer exclusive promotions based on the fact that they have been purchasing from you. It allows you to segment, which is so important, to segment different groups of people that are opting in to your website. So you've got to personalize the customer experience, right? And then also personalizing the customer experience when your customer buys something, you may also want to give them something of a bonus to show them that you care. Here's number two, provide exceptional customer service. And the simple way to do this is to really create your customer service system. Okay, you know, you have got to not only train your staff or your virtual assistants, but you've got to train yourself to deliver outstanding service at every touch point, whether it's in person, over the phone, online, in an email. You've got to show others how to have active listening, you know, and have a very friendly demeanor. When customers feel heard and supported and cared for, they are more likely to remain loyal to you, okay? So the question is, do you have a customer service system in place? Here's number three. You've definitely got to reward loyalty, okay? You know, implement a customer loyalty program to reward and incentivize repeat business. Offer exclusive discounts, freebies, access to special events. I have clients that host, you know, picnics during the summer for their clients and their customers, or they do a customer appreciation gathering every quarter. If most of your customers are online purchasers, then you can come up with other ways of showing your appreciation, right? By acknowledging and appreciating their continued support, you can create a sense of belonging, a sense of family. Okay. And remember, when people have familiar trust with you, right? Remember those two words, familiar trust. When they have that familiar trust with you and you're providing that quality information or quality products and services, and you're being consistent with communicating with them, they feel as though they know you, and they're more likely to click on a button or opt in or follow directions because they know what you're going to give them is of value. Here's number four, engage on social media. Now, this is a no-brainer, right? In today's digital age, social media platforms, they provide an excellent opportunity to connect with your customers on a personal level, maintain an active presence on platforms that align with your target audience. Now, I have had specific talks about this before on the show, but don't forget, you can't be on every social media platform, especially if you are still doing a lot of the administrative work yourself, like setting up your social media calendar and that kind of thing. You definitely are going to have to you're definitely going to have to choose one to three platforms that you are going to be committed to, because you've got to be consistent. Remember, we talked about consistency builds familiar trust, right? So while you're on these social media platforms, though, you've got to learn to share engaging content, respond to customer comments and inquiries very promptly, and encourage user-generated content. Now, one hats off I would like to give to Facebook is that if you have a Facebook business page, Facebook does allow you to have, they have a whole nother portal for you, the Meta portal, where you can really create that consistency for your customers, right? And you can talk back and forth with them. You can use the chat system. So they have that on Facebook. And so I will give my hats off to them on that, with understanding the need for consistency. What I don't give my hats off to is that they don't allow everyone to see your post. And that is something that I still hope that they will begin to understand, that they're doing a disservice to small business owners, but they're using it as a leverage for small business owners to purchase advertising. And I think there's another happy medium that they could use. Here's number five, seek customer feedback. I think this is important. If you've never did a survey before, asking your customers what they want to see, then this is something that you really should seriously consider, okay? Seek feedback from your customers or clients to show that you value their opinions and you're committed to improving their experience. Utilize surveys, feedback forms, online reviews to gather insights. Take the feedback seriously and make those necessary changes to address any concerns or issues. Remember, Queens, it is not all about you. When you are servicing and providing services to the general public, it is about them. And it's not all about what you want, but by properly servicing them, you are blessed in the process as well. Customers appreciate when their voices are heard and their feedback is taken into account, which, of course, fosters pure loyalty, right? Here's number six. Offer convenient and flexible options. Now, today's consumer values convenience and flexibility. You've got to keep that in mind. Find ways to make it easy for your customers to do business with you. Offer multiple channels for communication, such as online ordering, mobile apps, and chat support, right? These things are easy to get now. Provide flexible payment options, delivery or pickup choices, hassle-free return policies. By accommodating their preferences, you demonstrate your commitment to meeting their needs and strengthening their loyalty. By the way, again, if you have a Facebook business page, you can actually add a store, payment links, and use the chat feature to auto-respond to your customers. Here's number seven, last but not least, okay? As we have been discussing, seven ways to build loyalty with your customers and clients during the summer holidays, right? Number seven is stay in touch. Maintaining regular communication with your customers, it really is vital to keep them connected. Send personalized emails, newsletters, or text updates about new products, upcoming promotions, or relevant industry news. People love facts and statistics and things that they can take advantage of. Consider establishing that loyalty-focused blog or podcast to provide valuable content. I would like to have a side note, though. Don't start it if you're not willing to be consistent with it. But by staying top of mind and consistently delivering value, you strengthen the bond between your business and your customer. And, you know, this is one thing with Successful Woman Radio. We have been extremely consistent to the 10th level. We have been doing the show every Monday at 12 noon, rain or shine, holiday or not. Every day at 12 p.m. Eastern time, you can depend that the show will keep going. And I have had so many people say, how in the world do you do it? But it's about consistency. It's about preparing your scripts. It's about believing in yourself. It's about knowing that you're adding value to the lives of other people and blessing them in some way. Building customer loyalty, Queens, it requires a consistent and strategic effort. You know, by personalizing the customer experiencing and providing exceptional service, rewarding loyalty, engaging in social media, seeking feedback, offering convenience, staying in touch, all of these things that I have mentioned, it not only supports your customers, but it also becomes an advocate for your brand. Remember, loyal customers are more likely to stick around, refer others, and contribute to the long-term success of your business. So where you've been thinking that you may need 100 people or 1,000 people, you may only need 10 people who over the course of the year will refer 10 others to you and so on, that could build thousands of followers. Many businesses have been built that way, and Women About Biz was built that way. And so, again, I want to encourage you to really take advantage of the summer season. Now, the summer is, believe it or not, the summer is just about over, right? And we're getting ready to move on into the fall season. And so now is your time to now develop your fall strategy. You know, how you're going to piggyback off of the season, what are you going to offer, any new products, anything that needs to happen. And as you know, strategic planning, having your strategy for the new year, we always start during the month of August, encouraging you to start thinking about your strategy so you won't be behind and so you won't be going into November and December not having a strategy for the new year. So that's all I have for today. I'm so excited that you listened to the show today. And I just want to remind you, you know, to take off your shoes of fear, put on your shoes of courage, and step beyond that comfort zone, for therein lies your success. And if you have a goal you've been working, been talking about a lot, you've not been working on it, but you need to get started with it, then sis, go ahead and schedule that power talk or that coaching session with me so that we can get you on your way. You know, one of the things that makes us feel sad as women and feel not satisfied is that we talk about things and have built that habit to procrastinate so much, it's now causing issues with our joy, with how we feel about ourselves. And when we don't feel the best about ourselves, when we're disappointed within our own selves because of procrastination or not taking action on something, then it can cause that vibrational energy to go low, right? So you can be the culprit of your own vibrational energy going low and not believing in yourself. And that's not what you want. You should never be the reason why your belief in yourself is low. Okay? So you need to take some action. You need to be the first to tap into your personal power every single day by preparing your mind for greatness, right? Go ahead and get your index box so that, and the multicolored index cards and tabs so that you can start creating your preparing your mind for greatness box. That way you have it, set it at your bedside, and it's there for you. I'm going to be talking more about this. I'm actually, my plans are to actually do a live session where I show you mine and how I've created my preparing your mind for greatness box, and you know, what some of the things my affirmations are, and helping you to understand and have your aha moment and how to do it as well. I want to thank all of you for listening to the show today. Don't forget to refer womenaboutbiz.net, our main company, to others. Let them know about Successful Woman Radio as well. And if you missed any of our shows this month for the month of July, as we looked at, you know, making cash this summer, please make sure that you go to womenaboutbiz.net and click on podcast, or you can directly put in successfulwomanradio.com and it'll go right to the page, okay? Have a beautiful and a productive week, queen, and remember, you are a queen of your empire and it doesn't belong to anybody else, just you. So take the reign, okay? Take the reign and make it happen in your business today. Bye-bye.